bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the third chapter of Galatians. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. There are times when decisions can be difficult, times when, no matter what you do, it seems to be the wrong thing, or the less wrong thing to do. Case in point, southern Kenya has undergone a drought. That drought has taken a severe toll on the zebra and wildebeest population. Without wildebeest and zebra, the lion population has become hungry and started looking for food. To a lion's palate, the next best thing to a zebra is the domesticated cattle of the Maasai. Now, the Maasai are understandably upset with having their livelihood become lunch for the lions. Nobody can blame them for protecting their cattle and, when necessary, killing the lions. Of course, without any wildlife, the ecosystem gets a little strange. Tourism drops, and plains look pretty desolate. So, what to do? The government has decided the best thing to do is import 4,000 zebras and 3,000 wildebeest. The zebras and wildebeest are designated as food for the starving lions. Pretty tough decision, isn't it? You can feel sorry for the starving lions, or the Maasai natives, or the wildebeest. You can try to save one or two of those groups, but it will be hard to save all three. So what's the point? There have been times in my wanderings and my readings when I've heard of Jesus being talked about as being the savior of the Europeans. Nothing could be further from the truth. St. Paul is clear. Jesus didn't come to save one race, one culture, one select group of people. Jesus came to be the savior of all. He was born to rescue and redeem everyone. He lived taking the place of everyone. He shouldered the sins of everyone. He died for everyone, and he rose so that all who believe on him will not perish, but have life everlasting. Was the decision to come and save sinful humanity a difficult one? Difficult or not, the decision was made, and because Jesus willingly took our place, we have salvation. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, for the sending of your Son to save this lost world, I have been given salvation. Now I pray that others may know the wonders of your love, which extends to all of humanity. And, dear Lord, if it is your will, may the drought of Kenya be lifted. In Jesus' name, amen.